We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Immigration attorney Jamie Fiegel from Fiegel, Carr & Joyce is with us this morning. A lot of people, Jamie, were holding their breath yesterday with President Biden's travel announcement. But the announcement is essentially that air travelers will need to show proof of a negative COVID test one day before they depart for the U.S. So nothing for the moment for the land border. Is that good news for travelers?
It depends on whether you want to fly or not, Susan, to be honest. And vaccinated travelers who were flying to Canada or flying out of Canada to the U.S. previously had 3 days in order to obtain test results in order to fly out of Canada to the U.S. And now it's 24 hours. So to get a 24-hour turnaround for a test before a flight is stressful and very, very difficult.
Yeah, that's we've seen it before, right? When dealing with the ground travel to Canada, when you need that test within a certain amount of time, and it can be very costly if you really need that quick turnaround. I think a lot of people here were fearing that these new travel restrictions could extend to Canadians coming here for short trips who just had that testing requirement, dropped over on their side of the border. That it could appear on our side of the border. It looks like we're avoiding that for now. What are you hearing?
That's right, Brian. So for now, we're staying status quo at the border level, sort of. So none of the policies are changing at the border in terms of what is the requirements. However, the enforcement is changing. And we saw that in a memo, that press release that came out on November 30th, from Canada, and the Minister of Public Safety was quoted to be able to say that Canadian Border Service Agency is going to be very on alert and high enforcement for the three things you need to be able to get into Canada and avoid quarantine. And those three things are the Arrive Can app, the proof of vaccination, and the PCR test if you require it. So a U.S. citizen coming to Canada with a PCR test that's coming in needs a PCR test. A Canadian returning that spent more than 72 hours in the United States is going to still require one. If they came for a day trip or any trip less than 72 hours, they do not require one. So we saw that was going to then say, okay, well, so now we need the ArriveCan app definitely at the booth when we go for inspection, or we're going to be quarantined. And the answer was yes, which was further proven by two Mississauga women who came over on December 2nd. I believe they were coming to Buffalo just to go shopping. It was a day trip. They were vaccinated. They had proof of vaccination. They went over for less than 72 hours. They appeared at the Rainbow Bridge. They did not have the ArriveCan app. They had not completed it. They did not have their QR code. And the officer informed them that they were subject to 2 weeks of quarantine. And they were. They asked if they could pull over and fill it out at the bridge. They were denied that request, and they are now in quarantine for 2 weeks.
That seems very strong of a reaction.
It's an important tool that Canada's trying to use to track and make sure that they verify the vaccination information. So I believe that's why the enforcement is so strict right now, because they're not alleviating any of the travel openings that they allowed. They're not adding any other type of testing or doing any other strict measures. So this ArriveCan app has been their key to be able to prove and allow these restrictions to start to be lifted. So I strongly urge everyone, have the ArriveCan app ready, QR code screenshotted on your phone in case the app doesn't open when you get to the bridge. Make sure that's a top priority. It can be filled out up to 72 hours before appearing at the border, and the QR code can be screenshot on your phone, or you can fill it out online and you can print out the QR code and have it in hand. U.S. citizens without it will just be denied entry. They obviously don't have a right to entry, so they wouldn't be quarantined, but they will be denied and turned around.
It's, you know, hearing out all this, how strict it is over there, it's not doing much for myself, for other people who were hoping that in the very near future, you know, we saw Canada drop its testing requirements for short trips for Canadians, and we were kind of hoping that the same thing would happen for Americans at some point, you know, soon. Maybe it would just take another couple of weeks or a month, and then they'd kind of advance it further, but I don't know. The more you listen to this stuff, it makes it seem less likely.
Well, we were actually hearing that there was a possibility that the testing requirement would be removed sometime in mid-January for U.S. citizens coming to Canada for short trips as well. So that was a possibility. Now, with everything that's happening again and the new wave, I'm not sure if they will still execute that. The U.S. side has a similar timeline. January 20th, they're supposed to announce that all essential travelers will no longer be exempt from the vaccination requirement, which would mean everyone that's listed under an exemption of cross-border, truck drivers, commercial transactions, they would then now be required to be vaccinated, which would then lend another complication to this. But if the two countries do say that you have to be vaccinated, we're removing these exemptions. That was when they were saying, we feel comfortable removing the test requirement. So I'm hoping we continue to progress forward. And I'm thinking this might be a new normal for a really long time. So everyone who does want to fly out of Toronto or does want to travel to Canada, be informed and know what you need to do to be able to go if you want to.
There's a COVID surge here lately. In Ontario, is it the same way? And could that lead to more changes?
It could. I haven't seen a surge. We do have some of the cases that are of the new variant, but it's limited as of this time. There doesn't seem to be any sort of panic or issues going on. But as everything continues to evolve and people, the booster shots on the Canadian side start rolling out to be as many as the Canadian side, and Canada starts to allow for the vaccinations for 5 and up. Right now it's on the U.S. side. Those things should be able to help us move forward as well. But it seems like there's nothing we can ever truly predict in this, and it's that tennis match going back and forth of what's going to happen next.
What's your office been like over the last, you know, month since some of these rules are relaxed a little bit? I mean, are there more people kind of coming to you with some of the border questions that you got before COVID?
There's always complicated border questions, to be honest, and flying questions, because remember, our clients come from all over the world. So it's a chess game. How do we get you to here and then to the U.S.? How do we get you where you need to be able to work, reunite with your family, play whatever sport? How do we get you here? So it is complicated. And then when we take in the vaccination status, that lends a whole other layer, which has been peeling away throughout the pandemic. And as we get closer to January, where it's expected that all of the essential and exceptions will be stripped away, there will be little to no hope for any unvaccinated person to be able to travel. So that really is the biggest thing, is once we get to that point, unvaccinated people have an almost impossible time traveling at this point.
All right. Doesn't sound like it's going to get any easier anytime soon. Jamie, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jamie Fiegel of Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce Immigration Law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.